It's time for Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. Brought to you this season by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Best Way Express, Varner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bobes Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now for Red Hill Saluki basketball action.
And good evening, everybody. We come to you live tonight from the Mule Barn in Fairfield as the Red Hill Salukis, with a record of 6-7 and 2-2 in the conference, will take on the Fairfield Mules with a record of 7-6 overall and also 2-2 in their conference, the Black Diamond. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. We're glad you could join us. And the Salukis coming off a very impressive, much-needed victory over the Newton Eagles last night. And that was a game where really it was all hands on deck for the Salukis. A lot of scoring. Parker Havel had 13, Drew Moore had 11. Andy Wells was actually our player of the game. He had 10. Landon Ray put in 9 and was our sub of the game. So it was a much-needed effort for Red Hill, and certainly a game that could certainly give them a lot of confidence.
Right. It was probably their best overall effort for a total game this year. I know they had the last 2.5 quarters against Lawrenceville in the Capital Classic was pretty good. And they played a couple of decent games down at Wayne City. But against a better opponent, I mean, Newton's better, that was better than Grayville and Crab Orchard. And for 4 quarters, I think they finally put 4 quarters together.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Of course, you know, the previous game was a loss at Casey, a 34-point loss up at Casey Westfield. And in that game, after that game, Coach Havel was not happy with his team at all. He said they needed to do, and I quote, some soul-searching, unquote. And, you know, just to get them to think about where they are, where they want to be. Yep. And I think they really responded. They, you know, they did get off to a deficit to start the game, right. But they really came back from that, and they kind of traded leads for a good portion of the game. It was a 3-point lead going in the fourth quarter, but then they really started to pull away.
Yeah, they had and Red Hill went to a zone, and that and Newton didn't shoot well, and she's got some rebounds, and they were playing at Red Hill, and that's the first time they've been home since early, right about a week after the Capital Classic. So, you know, playing your home surroundings doesn't mean you're going to play better, but you just, most teams are more comfortable at home.
Of course, tonight's a road environment. They're here in Fairfield, which is about an hour and 10 minutes away from Bridgeport, so it'll be interesting to see how they handle that. And, of course, a Fairfield team that has a very similar record. They're 7-6, Red Hill 6-7, so a couple of evenly matched teams.
And we didn't see them. They were in the Capital Classic, but they were at the Lawrenceville site. They've lost. They beat Lawrenceville over there, and they beat Lawrenceville again right before Christmas. So the Indians have familiarity with them, but they did not play Red Hill in the Capital Classic, but they also played down at the El Dorado Holiday Tournament.
This is the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. We will take a 2-minute break and be back with more of our preview of this upcoming basketball game between the Red Hill Salukis and the Fairfield Mules. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights, with all you can eat catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7 spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, We leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
And we are back here at Fairfield High School with the Bestway Express pregame show. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and of course, some other games going on tonight in the Little Illini Conference. Actually, it's non-conference games for the most part. Casey was playing Windsor. That was at the St. Anthony shootout. Lawrenceville did lose today to Evergreen Park. We don't have an exact final score on that, but we do know that the Lawrenceville Indians came up short in that game up at Effingham, St. Anthony. So that's what it pretty much looks like, kind of a non-conference game tonight in the LIC. So we're about a couple of minutes away from tip-off in the national anthem first. So a couple of evenly matched teams, Rob. It's going to be interesting to see how much scoring we get from the Red Hill players and the reserves as well.
Of course, Fairfield's got some size inside. They've got Brian Estes, who is a 6'5 junior. Jaden Lewis, a 6'4 senior. And Kobe Dagg, a 6'3 senior. They've got some size, not just height, but also their some weight to them. So they like the inside game, and that'll be a challenge for Red Hill, I think.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Of course, you know, this game will not affect the LIC standings or the seeding in the tournament in a couple of weeks, but certainly a win tonight over a very decent Fairfield team would certainly give Red Hill a lot more confidence, right. Even more so than beating Newton last night.
Right, it would. And they give them a two-game winning streak with two home games next week against Oblong on Tuesday and Paris on Friday. But
yeah, you know, if you think about it, you know, the Red Hill, things are starting to come together. They went 1-3. Okay, we do have a final score from the Lawrenceville game. It was Evergreen Park 65 and Lawrenceville 35. That's on the Port Blondie scoreboard. So we will take another two-minute break and be back with the tip-off after this two-minute break. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A 4-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
And Blondie's. Two great places now at one location. 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. The salad bar is stocked fresh daily. They offer a special kids menu with kids 5 and under eating for free. Also serving up unlimited ice cream flavors, slushies, rich shakes, and candy-filled razzles. At the Port and Blondie's, let them show you why they are the place to
Scott's be. Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press one, press two, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
And we are back here at Fairfield High School, just about to start the basketball game here between the Red Hill Salukis and the Fairfield Mules as the starting lineups are being introduced to this crowd. For the Red Hill Salukis, it will be the usual five. It will be Chase Murray, Parker Havel, Drew Moore, Corbin Shoulders, and the substitution from the last two games, it will be Mitchell Nash filling in for the usual starter, Andy Wells. And, of course, they're coached by Brian Havel as Fairfield gets set to introduce their starting lineups. Tonight's game brought to you by People State Bank, your community, your bank. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away. And Braw Federal Credit Union, helping you grow your finances. Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza. Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking. And Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you. Now the Fairfield Mules starting lineups being introduced. One of those starters will be number 4, Wyatt Gilbert. And number 24, Jamin Vaughn, also one of the starters for the Fairfield Mules, who come in with a 6-7 record overall and 2-2 record in the conference. And number 32, Brian Estes, one of the starters for Fairfield.
And another for the 6'4 senior, number 42.
And number 42, Jaden Lewis, also one of the starters for the Fairfield Mules. And the last starter, number 50, the man in the middle, Kobe Dagg. As we are just about set to begin the basketball game here between Red Hill and Fairfield. So a couple of teams with very identical records, both 2-2 in their conferences.
Fairfield 7-6, Red Hill 6-7, and so they played some of the same teams, and of course in Capital Classic. Fairfield played the Lawrenceville, Marshall, and T-Town, along with, I think, Salem.
So it should be a very interesting game, to say the least. We are set to go here as the referee is getting ready to tip it off here from Fairfield High School. It'll be Mitchell Nash jumping against Brian Estes. Here's the tip, and it will be controlled by the Fairfield Mules. Wyatt Gilbert has the ball to start the ball game across the timeline.
1-2-2 zone, maybe. Looks like it.
He gets it out this time to the left wing. Here's Jamin Vaughn with it. Now this time it's Brian Estes with it. Gets it out this time back to Vaughn. He's going to take a three here. That's Lewis with that three, and it's good. Jaden Lewis gets the Fairfield Mules on the board with that three, and it's 3-0 Mules to start the ball game. Now Shoulders has the ball top the key. Shoulders with it, gets it out this time to Drew Moore. Moore drives into traffic here, gets it out this time back to Shoulders in the right wing. They feed it down low to Mitchell Nash. Nash just gets sandwiched by two defenders and draws the foul there. He was in the act of shooting, it looks like.
We'll see you.
And so that's
out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Yes.
It was actually a foul. It was a on-the-floor foul.
Yep. He's getting ready to shoot.
That foul was on number 24, Jamin Vaughn, as Red Hill will inbound. Out to Shoulders this time. Now Chase Murray in the left wing. Now Havel has it in the left wing. That got tipped away there by Brian Estes, and Red Hill will keep the ball.
It looked like Fairfield was in his zone on that inbounds play. Let's see if they stay that way now.
So Red Hill will inbound the ball here. They get it out to Chase Murray. Now this time back to Parker Havel. Havel looks for an opening and dumps it out to Drew Moore. 7:08 to go here in the first quarter, 3-0 Fairfield. They feed it down low to Drew Moore, who gets the layup. Drew Moore with that basket gets the Salukis on the board, and it's 3-2 Fairfield. Immediately, though, down low goes Fairfield, and it's Brian Estes with that basket. And that makes it 5-2 in favor of the Fairfield Mules. Estes with his first 2 points of the game. Here's a three by Shoulders, and that's good as well. Shoulders, that's actually a two, and that makes it 5-4 in favor of the Mules. Now Fairfield has the basketball here as they cross the timeline. Now here's Jaden Lewis. They get it out to the right wing this time. Here's Brian Estes with it. He's going to shoot over two defenders. That's off, and Lewis couldn't control the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and the Salukis will take over the ball.
Yeah, when Red Hill scored on that by Drew Moore, that was that backdoor lob. But usually a 5'11 player doesn't go on that part, but you set it up right, he can make it.
So now Red Hill with the basketball here. As Shoulders gets it out this time to Mitchell Nash. Havel takes a three from the top of the key. That's off. And Havel gets his own rebound. Now this time Drew Moore has the basketball. Gets it out this time to Havel in the right wing. Havel shoots it from the free throw line. That goes in and out. And they can't control the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and Red Hill will keep the ball.
Well, it's going to be Red Hill basketball.
So
I thought it was going to be Fairfield ball, but...
So Havel will inbound from underneath the basket here. Gets it out to Shoulders. That goes off of a Fairfield defender, and the Salukis will keep the ball. Havel will inbound again from underneath the basket here. Havel looks for an opening here and gets it out this time, and it's stolen away. That is Wyatt Gilbert, and it's stolen again by Chase Murray this time. Now he gets it out to Drew Moore at the right baseline here. Moore gets sandwiched, gets it out to Shoulders. Now this time Havel has it at the left baseline. We got a whistle and a travel. Parker Havel traveled there, and that's a turnover for the Salukis. So Fairfield will take over the ball here as they inbound, and Wyatt Gilbert has the ball and gets it out this time to Jamin Vaughn. Now back to Gilbert here. He drives down the lane, and Estes couldn't hold on to that pass. Now he gets it. Now finds this time to Lewis, and Lewis gets the basket and draws the foul. Lewis with that basket.
That was Chase Murray, I believe.
And that'll be his first and the team's first. So that will send Jaden Lewis to the free throw line. Lewis now with 5 points in the ball game. His free throw is up, and it is good. Make that 6 points for Lewis, and it's 8-4 Fairfield to start the game. 5:33 to go here in the first quarter. Havel has it at the baseline, gets it out to Chase Murray. Murray with it, drives down low, shoots it, no good, but he draws the foul. And it looked like he was pushed, and that will send him to the free throw line.
He did a couple of times last night, picks up some points that way by going to the basket.
Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders here to handle all of your back and neck pain. Chase Murray at the free throw line. His free throw is up, and it is good. Chase Murray has his first point of the game, and that makes it 8-5 in favor of Fairfield. Murray at the line again. Second free throw is up, and it is good as well. Make that 2 points now for Chase Murray, and it's 8-6, Fairfield. They feed it down low this time, go to the Mules. Here's the shot by Estes. It's off, but he draws the foul, and he goes to the free throw line.
Yep, Fairfield's pushing the ball down the floor, and they're getting against the press. They're able to get some shots inside or else get fouled. So
here's the free throw by Estes. It's up, and it is no good.
They'll have one more.
Tonight's game also brought to you by WTHI-TV in Terre Haute, leading the way. So second free throw by Estes. It's up, and it is good. Estes now with that basket. He's got 3 points in the game, and it's 9-6 in favor of Fairfield. Now Drew Moore has the ball at the top of the key baseline, and he loses it there in a fight for the ball here, and they are going to call a jump ball, and the possession arrow will keep it with the Fairfield Mules. So Red Hill will keep the basketball. And Chase Murray will get set to inbound here, being guarded by number 42, Jaden Lewis. Murray inbounds this time to Parker Havel. Havel with the ball, being guarded by Jamin Vaughn. Now gets it out this time to Corbin Shoulders. Now this time looks for an opening and gets it out to Drew Moore. 4:57 to go here in the first quarter. And now Parker Havel has it. He's going to shoot it from just outside the key. That's an air ball, and it's rebounded by Estes. Now the Mules here in transition. Here's Gilbert crossing the timeline with it. Gilbert drives down low, shoots it, doesn't get the basket, but draws the blocking foul, and that will send Gilbert to the free throw line. Gilbert so far has yet to score in this game, but he'll get two free throws here with a 9-6 Fairfield lead. First free throw is up, and it is no good.
That foul was on Mitchell Nash. Andy Wells coming in.
And he will replace Mitchell Nash. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line again. Second free throw is up, and it is off. And a fight for the rebound, and Lewis comes up with it, and he gets it out this time to Gilbert, who shoots, and it is good. Gilbert with his first 2 points in the game, and that makes it 11-6 Mules. Now this time Drew Moore has it in the right wing, shoots it, doesn't get the basket, but draws the foul, and that will send Drew Moore to the free throw line. 4:31 to go here in the first quarter. It's 11-6 Fairfield, and Drew Moore is about to head to the free throw line. We have a Port Blondie scoreboard update. It's Heritage Hills 41 and Washington 25 at halftime. That's from our sister station, WANW in Washington. First free throw up, and that is no good. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, offering a wide range of health care services for residents in Lawrence County. Second free throw is up, and it is also no good, and Lewis comes up with the rebound. Now Gilbert in transition here for the Mules this time. It's Lewis at the top of the key. Gets it out right wing this time to Vaughn. Vaughn feeds it down low to Lewis, and that got partially blocked right there, and Dagg comes up with the rebound. Now Gilbert has the top of the key. Now here's the left wing. Here's Esty shooting. No good, but he draws the foul. It looked like he got contacted there by Andy Wells. And that will send Essie's to the free throw line.
Call that foul on Parker Havel, his second.
Looked like he was sandwiched by a couple of defenders there. That's 14 fouls down against Red Hill and 3 against Fairfield. So Estes at the free throw line. First free throw is up, and it is good. Estes now with 4 points in the ball game.
And now and Landon Ray coming in, probably for
Parker Havel.
Parker Havel, yes.
So it's 12-6 Fairfield with the lead. 4:13 to go here in the first quarter. Tonight's game brought to you by Sip It Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional shop for all of your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print advertising needs. As Estes connects on that free throw, he's now got 5 points in the game, and it's 13-6 Fairfield. Now Drew Moore has the ball at the top of the baseline, gets it out this time to Chase Murray. Murray drives down low, and that got blocked by Estes. Estes with that block, and Dagg comes up with the rebound. Now the Mules have the basketball in transition as they get it out this time to Vaughn in the right wing. Now it's Hickson ball with it at the top of the key. Hickson ball being guarded by Drew Moore. Gets it out this time to Stewart. Stewart with the ball at the top of the key. Stewart directing traffic here. Gets it out this time to Vaughn. Vaughn in the right wing being guarded by Landon Ray. Now it's Hickson ball. Feeding it down low to Dagg, and Dagg scores. Dagg with his first 2 points of the game as he scores down low. And it's 15-6 in favor of the Fairfield Mules. Now Drew Moore has it top the key. And that got tipped away there, but Red Hill will keep it. That was Jamin Vaughn, it looked like, tipping that ball.
Right.
3:23 to go here in the first quarter, and we have a timeout called by Red Hill. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, 3:23 to go here in the first quarter. It's Fairfield 15, Red Hill 6. We're back in 30. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Tonight's game brought to you by Ford's Photography, the area's trusted name for senior portraits, family portraits, sports, and special event photography. Saluki's down 15-6 as Chase Murray inbounds the ball at half court, and now Shoulders has it in the left wing. Shoulders with the ball, drives down low with the ball, now gets it out this time to Drew Moore. Drew Moore with the ball here, feeds it down low to Shoulders. Now Shoulders just outside the paint, gets it out this time to Landon Ray. Landon Ray at the top of the key here. And we got a whistle and a travel. So that will give the ball back to Fairfield here with 3:05 to go in the first quarter and the Mules with a 15-6 lead. So now the Mules crossing half court with the ball. Here's Vaughn getting it out this time. That got tipped away by Corbin Shoulders, but the Mules will keep the ball. So we got a sub coming in for the Fairfield Mules. It'll be Luca Borda-Bosana coming in. And he will replace Brian Estes. Now the Mules inbound this time. Here's Jamin Vaughn with it, getting it out this time to Stewart. Stewart feeds it down low to Dagg. Dagg's going to shoot it over Drew Moore, and he got it. Dagg with that basket. He's got 4 points in the game. And that makes it 17-6 in favor of the Mules. Now this time Drew Moore has the ball. Drew Moore at the top of the key. Gets a screen there. Now rolls out to the right side of the wing. Drew Moore now gets it out to Landon Ray, top the key. Now back to Moore. He's going to take a three here, and that's off. Chase Murray comes up with the rebound. Now he gets out this time to Corbin Childers, who drives down low and draws a blocking foul against Fairfield. And so a blocking foul is called. That will be the fourth team foul against Fairfield. And that will be on number 34 of Fairfield, Luca Bordo-Bassana. That'll be his first and the team's fourth. So Lukey's inbound, and now Chase Murray has it and gets it out to Landon Ray. Now Drew Moore left wing. Now back to Ray this time. Now over to Drew Moore. Now top the key, here's Corbin Childers with the ball. Now this time it's Drew Moore with it at the left wing. Moore gets out, this time to Corbin Childers. Now right wing, here's a three by Ray, and that's good. Landon Ray with that basket. He's got his first 3 points of the game, and that cuts the Fairfield lead to 17-9. In the meantime, though, here's a three from the left wing, and that's good, and that's Bassana connecting on that three. He's got his first points of the ball game, and that makes it 20-9. Here's a three by Childers from the left wing. That's off, and the rebound comes out to the Mules. Now the Mules here in transition with the ball. Here's Jamin Vaughn with it, getting it out this time to Hickenball. Here's a three from the left wing. That's off and rebounded by Corbin Childers, and he loses the rebound. And Stewart comes up with it, and now we got a foul called. It looks like it's going to be on Red Hill.
Jamin Childers, I believe.
Childers almost had the rebound on that play, too. And that will be Shoulders' first foul and the fifth on the team, and that will send Jamin Vaughn to the free throw line. Vaughn at the line. First free throw is up, and that is good. Vaughn with his first point of the game. Tonight's game brought to you by Cunningham Young Funeral Home with three locations in Lawrence County to serve you. 21-9 is your score, Fairfield on top. Second free throw by Vaughn. It's up and it is good. Vaughn now with 2 points in the game. 22-9 is your score, Fairfield with the lead. So now Corbin Childers will get set to inbound and inbounds it out to Drew Moore, who will cross the timeline with the ball. 1:30 to play here in the first quarter. Moore being guarded here by Gilbert. Moore now with the ball, gets it out this time to Corbin Childers. Childers at the baseline, now feeds it to Andy Wells. Andy Wells feeds it down low to Ray, and that gets blocked. That was Bassana with that block, and they feed it down low this time. Here's Fairfield in transition, and Hickson ball gets fouled on the way to the basket. And so that will be the 16th foul against Red Hill. 22-9 is your score. Fairfield on top, and that foul is going to be on Chase Murray. That will be his second. 16 fouls so far against Red Hill. Here's the free throw by Hickenbaugh. It's up, and that is off. As Mitchell Nash will come back into the game and replace Chase Murray.
This is one of the first times that both, I think, Wells and Nash have been in the game at the same time.
Hickenbaugh back to the free throw line for a second free throw. It is up, and it is off as well. And a fight for the rebound, and Fairfield comes up with it. That was Bassana with that rebound. He drives down low, shoots it, and gets the basket. Bassana now with 4 points in the game, and that makes it 24-9 in favor of the Mules. Now Drew Moore has the ball top the key. Being guarded here by Stewart, and gets it out this time to Corbin Childers. Childers rolls out to the right wing here. 49 seconds to go here in the first. Now Lennon Ray has it back to Childers. Childers in the right wing here. He's going to take a three here, and that's going to be off the rim, and a fight for the rebound, and finally Fairfield comes up with it. That was Derek Estes with that rebound, and now the Mules have the ball in transition. Gilbert has it at the right baseline, gets it out to the top of the key, and that goes off Shoulders' foot, and no, it's actually...
No, it's going to be Fairfield. Fisher pointed one way, then changed it.
Yep. It was indeed off Corbin Shoulders' foot.
You called it first.
Yeah. Yep. I called before the referee. Gilbert will inbound this time, and Stewart almost lost that one, but does get it out back to Bassana. Now this time, top the key, here's Hickenball with it. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 24-9 Fairfield. Now they get it out this time to Gilbert in the right wing. Gilbert directing traffic here. We're down to 11 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Gilbert still directing traffic, trying to find an opening. Now Hickenball, top the key. 5 seconds to go here. He drives down low, and we got an offensive foul.
Against Hickenball, I think.
Yep. Hickenball had the ball. He was trying to draw a foul on Corbin Childers. But instead, it will be Red Hill ball. 3.8 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And that'll be Hickenball's first and the fifth against Fairfield. So Corbin Childers will do the honors and inbound. 3.8 to go here in the first quarter. Inbounds out to Drew Moore this time. Moore across the timeline. 1 second. He's going to throw up a three here, and that's going to be off the rim. And that will end the first quarter. On the Port Blaney scoreboard, end of the first quarter, it's Fairfield 24 and the Salukis 9. We're back in 1 minute with quarter number two. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts, People State Bank. Your community bank.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
And Fairfield will inbound at half court to start the second quarter with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart, and Gilbert has the ball to cross half court with it. Mules lead this one 24-9 as we've just started quarter number two. Now Gilbert has it at the baseline. Gets it out this time to Estes. Estes in the right wing being guarded by Shoulders. Gets it out to Lewis. Lewis feeds it down low to Dag here. Dag being double-teamed. That gets blocked by Andy Wells. Now Drew Moore with the basketball here being chased by Lewis. He's going to shoot it and no good, but he draws the foul on Lewis. And that will send Drew Moore to the free throw line. So that foul will be on Jaden Lewis. And Drew Moore is about to head to the free throw line. And that will be the second foul on Lewis and the sixth on the Fairfield Mules this half.
2 points, but he missed two free throws earlier. He misses that one, too.
Yep. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital, caring for our local people. Drew Moore at the free throw line. His second free throw is up, and it is good. That's the third point of the night for Drew Moore. And Fairfield on a quick inbound here. They feed it down low this time. And now Estes with the ball down low. That gets blocked by Wells as well. Two blocks in a row for Andy Wells. Now Drew Moore has the ball. He drives down low, gets sandwiched, shoots the ball, no good. But he does draw the foul, and that will send him to the free throw line. That will be the seventh team foul against Fairfield this half. And that's a shooting foul anyway, but that will be on Gilbert. That'll be his second. And that puts Red Hill in the bonus, but it's a shooting foul anyway. First free throw up and good by Drew Moore. Drew Moore now with 4 points in the game. And a sub coming in for Fairfield. Andrew Stewart now back in the ball game. Drew Moore at the free throw line here. He's got 4 points so far. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Make that five. And that makes the score 24-12. Fairfield still with the lead. Now the Mules with the basketball. Here's Vaughn with the ball at the baseline. Gets out to the right wing. Here's Estes. Estes being guarded by Shoulders. Gets it out to Dag. Dag's going to shoot it just outside the paint. No good. And Hicks the ball can't save it. And Drew Moore comes up with it. Now Moore crossing half court with it. Gets it out to Shoulders. Now back to Moore. Moore thought about the three there. Now he's at the top of the key. Getting a screen there from Eddie Wells. Drives down low. Shoots it. And it's good. Drew Moore now 7 points in the ball game, and the Salukis have cut the lead to 24-14. Now the Mules with the basketball here. Here's Jamin Vaughn with it. Gets it out this time to Andrew Stewart. Now left wing, here's Hicksonball. Hicksonball being guarded by Andy Wells here. Hicksonball gets it out this time to Vaughn. Vaughn being guarded by Landon Ray. Now he's directing traffic with the ball. 6:30 to go here in quarter number two. 24-14 Fairfield is your score. Now they get out to Hicksonball, top of the key, being guarded by Wells. Hicksonball drives down low, shoots it over Moore. That goes off the rim. And finally, Andy Wells comes up with the rebound. Now Drew Moore crossing timeline with the ball. He's at the left wing baseline this time. Drives down low, shoots it, and that goes off the rim. And that's going to be tipped out, and Corbin Shoulders will save the ball. Now they get it out down low. Here's Drew Moore, left wing shot, and that's off. And the rebound comes out to Estes for Fairfield. Now the Mules in transition. That got tipped by Shoulders, but they're going to call a foul on Corbin.
It'll be second foul on Corbin.
And the seventh against the team.
So it'll be one and one. Both teams shooting one and one from versus this half of last 5:54 the half.
Both teams, as you say, now have 7 fouls so far in this half, as that is the second foul on Corbin Shoulders. Here's the free throw up by Estes. That's up and off, and Nash can't hold on to the rebound, and they're going to, let's see, award the ball to Red Hill. For a while, you couldn't tell what way the referee was going to point the ball, but it is Red Hill ball, and Corbin Shoulders will cross the timeline with it.
It is not scored fair for this quarter, 5-0, so.
Shoulders stops the key now, gets it out this time to Drew Moore at the baseline. Moore with the ball, slowing things down, getting a screen from Nash there. Now he's at the top of the key. Moore being guarded by Dagg here. 5:33 to go until halftime. Drew Moore drives down low. He's going to shoot it from the right wing. That's an air ball. Rebounded by Mitchell Nash, and he puts it back in. Mitchell Nash with his first 2 points of the game, and that makes it 24-16. Down to an 8-point lead for the Mules. Now they get it out this time to the right wing. Here's Hickman ball, and he feeds it down low to Dagg. Dagg being double-teamed here. He stepped on the line, though, but they're going to call a foul.
Yeah, they're going to call Drew for a reach-in foul from behind.
And so that will send Kobe Dagg to the free throw line. And that will be a 1-1.
Dagg has 4 points, his first time at the free throw line.
First foul against Drew Moore, 8th foul against the team. Now Kobe Dagg at the free throw line. His first free throw is up, and it is good. It rolls in. That one rolled in, and that's now 5 points for Kobe Dagg, and he'll get a second free throw. And now we got a whistle here as a sub comes in for the Mules, and Bosana comes back into the game, and he will replace Jamin Vaughn. So the second free throw coming up for Dagg. Second free throw is up, and it is good as well. Dagg now 6 points in the game, and that makes it 26-16. Mules, 5:10 to go here in the first half. Now Shoulders with the ball, gets it out to the left wing this time. Now drives down low, being guarded by Dagg. Now Shoulders with the ball, top the key, gets it out to Drew Moore. Now Moore with the ball, getting it out to Nash. Now Moore has it top the key. Out to Shoulders this time. Shoulders feeds it over to Mitchell Nash. They feed it back to Shoulders. That gets blocked by Dagg, but they're going to call a foul.
So that's foul on Dagg, and Shoulders will shoot two, it looks like.
So Kobe Dagg called for that foul. That will be his first and the team's 8th. And that will send Corbin Shoulders to the free throw line. Shoulders so far with 2 points in this game. First free throw up, and it is off.
A little bit short on that one.
Tonight's game brought to you by Rucker's Candy. Take time for family and prayer, and always give praise. In the meantime, Corbin Shoulders at the free throw line again for his second free throw. Shoulders' second free throw is up, and it is good. That's the third point of the night for Shoulders, and it's 26-17. Mules down with the ball. They feed it down low to Estes. That gets partially tipped and off the rim, and Andy Wells comes up with the rebound. Saluki's in transition here as Drew Moore drives down low, gets it out to Ray. That's a three on the way. That's off, and Dagg comes up with the rebound for the Mules. 4:30 to go here in the second quarter. It's 26-17 Mules. Fairfield also with the basketball. Now here's Stewart with the ball, feeding it down low to Estes, who lays it in.
Nice give and go there.
Estes now with 7 points in the game. And that makes it 28-17 in favor of the Mules. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Landon Ray with it in the right wing. Ray gets it out to Corbin Shoulders, top the key. 4 minutes to go here until halftime. Corbin Shoulders with the ball, gets it out to Drew Moore. He's going to take three from the left wing. That's off. And the rebound comes out to Estes, and the Mules have the basketball again. Now this time Mules in transition. Stewart gets it out this time back to Estes. Now take the ball with it, driving down low. Shoots over Nash. That gets deflected, and that goes off the rim, and Mitchell Nash comes up with the rebound. Now Shoulders with the ball, crossing the timeline with it. Shoulders gets it out this time to Landon Ray in the left wing. Ray with the basketball here. Down to 3:32 to go here until halftime. Now Drew Moore has it at the left baseline, gets it out to Ray. Ray's going to take a three here, and that's good. Nothing but net. Landon Ray now at 6 points in the game, and it's 28-20. Mules still on top. Now this time the Mules with the basketball here as Estes has it in the left wing, being guarded by Andy Wells. Feeds it down low to Dagg here. Dagg's going to shoot it, and that's off the rebound. Fight for it, and Shoulders comes up with it. Now Slukies with the basketball here as Drew Moore crossed the timeline with it. Moore with the ball here, gets out to the top of the key. Moore gets it out to Landon Ray, left wing. Now back to Moore. Moore at the baseline here, top the key. Here's Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders getting a screen there from Wells. He drives down low, and he got hacked right there by Estes, and that will be a foul on Brian Estes.
So he's hanging around here. They were down 24-9 at the end of the first quarter. It's now 28-20. A chance to cut into that lead to maybe make it six.
Drew Moore talking it over with Coach Brian Havel as Shoulders is at the free throw line. First free throw up, and it is nothing but net. Shoulders now 4 points in the ball game as a couple of subs come in for Fairfield. Number 30, Derek Estes, is in the ball game. So we get a whistle and a timeout called by the Mules. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. It's Fairfield 28 and the Red Hill Salukis 21. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Tonight's game brought to you by the Port Blondies, the place to eat for a great meal or just a treat. Now Corbin Shoulders at the free throw line for his second free throw coming up. Shoulders has 4 points in the game, trying to make it five. Free throw is up, and it is good. Make it 5 points for Corbin, and that makes the score 28-22. So Red Hill has cut the Fairfield lead down to six here with 2:50 to go here until halftime.
Parker Havel in for Shoulders.
So Shoulders on the bench now. And Fairfield will inbound the ball here as Basana inbounds the ball this time to Jamin Vaughn. Now Vaughn crossing half court with it, gets out to Hicksonball. Hicksonball on the left wing here, getting a screen here. He's going to take a three here, and that's in and out. That rolled off the rim, and Andy Wills comes up with the rebound. Now the Salukis with the ball as Moore throws up a floater. That's no good, and the rebound comes out to Andrew Stewart. Now Stewart crossing timeline with it, gets it out this time to Vaughn. Now it's Basana with the ball on the right wing. Basana being guarded by Wells. Gets it out this time back to Vaughn. Vaughn back to Basana. Basana drives down low. He's going to shoot it, and that's going to be off the rebound. But Havel touched the ball. Goes out of bounds, and the Mules will get the ball back. 2:14 to go here until halftime. Fairfield with the ball and a 28-22 lead. As they get set to inbound here. They inbound this time to Vaughn. He's going to take a three here from the right wing. That's off the rim and rebounded by Drew Moore. And already we got a foul called on Andrew Stewart. And so Stewart with that reach in. And that'll be the 10th team foul. And now it's double bonus as Drew Moore will now shoot two free throws. So Drew Moore at the line. He's got 7 points so far in the game. 2:11 to go here until halftime. Drew Moore's first free throw is up, and it is in. Make that 8 points now for Drew Moore. Tonight's game brought to you by Varner Service Center, offering all the automotive services that your vehicle needs. Drew Moore's second free throw up, and it's in and out, and the rebound comes out to the Mules. That was Derek Estes with that rebound. Down to 2:06 to go here until halftime. Fairfield with the ball and the lead. Now this time Stewart has it, gets it out this time top the key. Now Vaughn has it directing traffic. Vaughn with the ball, gets it out back to Stewart. Now back to Vaughn, the left side. Vaughn here being guarded by Parker Havel. Vaughn still directing traffic, rolls out to the right side, rolls past Drew Moore, shoots it, and that's off. And the rebound comes out to Derek Estes, and we got a foul called, and it looks like it's going to be...
against Fairfield.
Against Fairfield, yep.
Yep.
They're sending the ball the other way.
It'll be 1-1. Well, maybe they're coming back the other way with it. I don't know.
I think they've changed their mind. Yeah. The Red Hill crowd's not happy. Well, yeah, that'll be on Mitchell Nash.
I thought it might was going to be on Red Hill. But it
that will
sure.
be his second free throw. I thought it'd be on Red Hill, too. Yeah. I was kind of surprised the players were headed the other way.
Yeah.
Parker Havel's discussing it with the officials. So Mitchell Nash now on the bench here. Here's the free throw up, and that is in and out, and it's good. That was Derek Estes connecting on that free throw, and he'll get a second one. That one almost didn't go in, but it does bounce in for Derek Estes. He's got his first point of the game. Estes at the line. Second free throw is up, and it is good as well. That makes the score 30-23 in favor of the Fairfield Mules. 1:44 to go here until halftime. Now the Salukis inbound. Here's Drew Moore with the ball. Crossing half court with it. 1:40 to go here until halftime. Gets it out to Parker Havel. Havel being double-teamed. Gets it out back to Drew Moore. Now back to Havel. And he gets it out to Drake Allen, who's now back in the game. And Andy Wells had it tipped away, and the Salukis will keep the basketball.
Kobe Dagg, the last one to touch the ball there.
So the Salukis will inbound with 1:29 to go here until halftime. Havel will inbound here, being guarded by Hickenball. Havel gets it out this time to Andy Wells. Andy Wells now out to Drew Moore. Now top of the key, here's Landon Ray. Landon Ray being guarded by Stewart, gets it out to Parker Havel. 1:20 to go here until halftime. Havel gets it out to Drew Moore. We got another whistle here, and it's going to be...
I think they'll call it a kick of the ball, I think.
So
kind of a delayed call there.
Yeah. So Red Hill will keep the basketball. And the inbound this time to Drew Moore. Now Parker Havel, as it drives down low, gets it out to Moore. Now it's out to Landon Ray in the left wing. Ray being double-teamed here, gets it out to Drew Moore. Now this time Havel has it top of the key, gets it out to Drake Allen. He's going to take a three here, and that's good. And they're going to call it a two, I think. That was Drake Allen with his first basket of the game, and that makes it 30-25.
He had a pretty nice JV game.
So now Dagg with the ball here for the Mules. Dagg drives down low, shoots it over Andy Wells. That's no good, and rebounded by Andy Wells. Now Salukis with the ball in transition. Moore gets it out this time. We got a whistle and a travel.
Fourth turnover against Red Hill. They had three of them real early. That's the first one since sometime midway through the first quarter. Only two Fairfield turnovers.
They were down by double digits earlier, but they have at least cut the lead to five.
Yep.
38 seconds to go here until halftime. Fairfield now with the ball and a five-point lead. Now Stewart gets it out top to Key Hicks. The ball, they've hit. Downloaded Dagg, and he gets the basket. Kobe Dagg now with 8 points in the game. Red Hill with the ball, down 32-25.
See if they'll probably go for the last shot here.
Now Drew Moore gets it out this time to Landon Ray. Now back to Moore.
Yep.
They tried to feed it down low, and Havel is able to save that one. Gets it out to Andy Wells. He shoots it. That's no good, and Kobe Dagg comes up with the rebound. Now Mules in transition. 8 seconds to go here until halftime. Here's Vaughn with it, driving down low, shoots the floater, no good. Andy Wells with the rebound, down in 2 seconds here. Here's Drew Moore with it. He's going to throw up a half-court heave, and that's going to be... Oh, he almost hit it.
Rimmed off, hit the backboard, rimmed off, so...
He just barely got off in time, but that's going to be the end of the first half. On the Port Blaney scoreboard, one half in the books. 32-25, Fairfield with the lead. We'll come back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report after this three-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Ambrough Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrough Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL, but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
And we welcome you to the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report here from Fairfield High School. Your score at halftime on the Port Pilani scoreboard, it's Fairfield 32 and the Red Hill Salukis 25. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and of course a very up and down game. Fairfield led this one by double digits, but Red Hill cut it all the way down to five. Now it's a 7-point halftime lead for the Fairfield Mules.
Right, Red Hill 12, 24-9 at the end of the first quarter, but outscored the Mules in round two, 16-8.
Let's take a look at the scoring for the Red Hill Salukis. They're being led so far by Drew Moore, who has 8 points so far in the game. Corbin Shoulders has five, Lennon Ray has six, and Chase Murray and Drake Allen and Mitchell Nash all have 2 points apiece. For the Fairfield Mules, so far it's Kobe Dagg leading all scorers with 8 points. Brian Essie so far has 7 points in the game. And also Luca Borda Bosana has 4 points in the game so far for the Fairfield Mules. Derek Estes has 2 points. Jamin Vaughn has two. And Wyatt Gilbert also has 2 points in the game. And Jaden Lewis has six.
Let me take a look. Red Hill, I have them 8 of 24 from the field. And Fairfield 10 of 24. But Fairfield was 8 of 10 the first quarter. Free throws, Red Hill's 9 of 14 and Fairfield 10 of 14. Been a number of fouls, a number of shooting fouls. The Salukis are much more aggressive offensively tonight, kind of like they were last night, but they're playing much more aggressively and getting to the basket. Rebound-wise, Red Hill has 12 rebounds and 4 turnovers. Fairfield with 15 rebounds and 2 turnovers. As we said, Fairfield, Red Hill's not led in the game. It was 24-9 at the end of the first quarter. Salukis cut it to 6 a couple times, 20, or 5 at 28-23 and 30-25 before the Mules scored there late in the first half, and they lead by 7.
So Red Hill, obviously, another up-and-down game, as you say. Yep. A lot more effort, certainly in the Casey game. That's been the case the last two games, actually.
Right.
Of course, last night against Newton, you know, Red Hill was all hands on deck, and it seems to be that way tonight. They're playing another good team in Fairfield. Of course, this time they're obviously on the road in a tough road environment, but nonetheless, certainly no quit. The Salukis, they were down double digits, and now they're back to within 7. It had been 5, too.
Yep. I think Fairfield, physically, I think they're a stronger team than Newton is physically and everything. And they've with Dagg and Estes and Lewis in there, they got those three big kids, and then the other Estes kid comes in. So they've got a lot of size and physicality in there. But Salukis have been holding their own pretty good on the boards, especially there in the second quarter.
Rob, there were a few LIC games yesterday. Or last night, one interesting result, though, was a good win for the Olney Tigers. They defeated Marshall last night at Marshall. That was a very impressive win for the Tigers.
It was 73-52. Casey had beat Paris 72-40, and Robinson had a 78-49 win over Flora. So the Red Hill-Newton game was the best game as far as closest and throughout the competitive contest in the LIC last night.
And, of course, we're thinking about the LIC Boys Tournament, as that will be coming up in a couple of weeks. You know, it was unlikely that Red Hill was going to end up in the 8-9 game anyway, but the win against Newton probably ended almost all chances of that happening, as Paris lost again last night to Casey and Lawrenceville, unless they can get a conference win between now and when the pairings are announced.
And they've got to play Marshall on Tuesday, I think. And I'm not sure they play next Friday, but of course, Red Hills defeated Lawrenceville twice, so probably the Salukis would be a seed ahead against Lawrence, ahead of Lawrenceville. But, you know, again, the 8-9 winner plays the number one seed, which will probably be Casey. If Red Hills is a 7 seed, they'll play the number 2 seed, which you look at either Robinson or Marshall. So no matter which way you look at it, it's not a rosy picture when you have to face one of those teams.
And, of course, speaking of LIC tournaments, we will have the LIC girls tournament next Thursday night as the Lady Salukis will be up at Casey Westfield High School. They will take on the Robinson Maroons. We'll have that ball game for you at 7 o'clock Central. That will be right here on The Legend. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the second half between Red Hill and Fairfield. Your score on the Port Blighty scoreboard, Fairfield 32 and Red Hill 25. Back in 2 minutes, this is Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. The Monday specials include meatloaf or hand-breaded fried chicken. Every Monday is Dad's Day. Any dad that comes in with his family gets the special at half price. The specials go on and on at the Port and Blondies. Let them show you why they are the place to be.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Jay's Hilltop Grill, serving breakfast and lunch daily, dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. We are set to start the second half of play between the Salukis and Fairfield Mules. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and Red Hill inbounds the ball to start the second half. They're down by 7 points here. Chase Murray now with the ball in the left wing. Bees it down low. Drew Morey catches it over Gilbert. Now here's a three on the way by Shoulders, and that's good. Shoulders with that three. He's now got 8 points in the game. He and Drew Moore both have eight, and that cuts the Fairfield lead to four.
Slowly creeping back in.
32-28 is your score. Now Lewis with the ball at the left wing. Gets it out to Estes. Now back to Lewis this time. Now Gilbert has it. Now they get out to Vaughn, the right wing. Vaughn with the ball here. Gets out top of the key. Now this time Gilbert has it. Wyatt Gilbert with the ball being guarded by Shoulders. Drives down low here. Now gets it out to Vaughn this time. He takes a three from the left wing. That's an air ball. And Chase Murray comes up with the rebound. Now Chase Murray gets it out to Havel this time in the left wing. Now back to Murray at the baseline. Murray gets it out to Parker Havel here. Havel being guarded by Vaughn. Now they dump it out this time to Corbin Shoulders. He feeds it down low to Andy Wells. Andy Wells shoots it over Dagg, and that's good. Andy Wells with his first 2 points in the game, and it's down to a two-point game, and Fairfield calls timeout. On the Port Blighty scoreboard, 6:55 to go here in the third quarter. It's Fairfield 32 and the Salukis 30. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, mommy and daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Down to a two-point game as Gilbert inbounds for the Mules. 6:52 to go here in the third quarter. Now this time Vaughn has it, gets out to Lewis. Lewis feeds it down this time to Dagg. Dagg at the free throw line, gets out back to Gilbert. Gilbert left side this time, feeds it down low to Dagg. Dagg shoots it this time over Andy Wells. No good, gets his own rebound and puts it back in. Dagg with a big basket there. He's now got 10 points in the game, and it's 34-30, and Drew Moore drives down low, shoots it, and no good, but he draws the foul. And that will send him to the free throw line. So that will be the first foul of the half for Fairfield, for either team for that matter, and that will be the second foul on number 32, Brian Estes. So Drew Moore at the line, first free throw up, and it is good. Make that 9 points now for Drew Moore, and he'll get a second free throw coming up. Of course, he would have anyway. Second free throw up, and it is nothing but net. Drew Moore now in double figures. He's got 10 points, and it's down to a two-point game again. Here's Gilbert driving down low, got the basket and the foul. Wyatt Gilbert with that basket. He's got 4 points in the game, and he'll go to the free throw line for a chance at a three-point play. That's the first foul of the half against Red Hill so far. Gilbert at the free throw line. His free throw is up, and it is off the rim. And Lewis gets the rebound, shoots it over Murray. No good, and Red Hill comes up with the rebound. Now Drew Moore in transition here, drives down low. He's going to shoot over three defenders, and he got it. Drew Moore now with 12 points in the game, and that makes it 36-34. We're down to a two-point game again. Fairfield with the ball and a lead. Now this time Gilbert has it, gets it out to Lewis in the right wing. Lewis gets it out this time to Dagg, who hands it off this time to Gilbert. Gilbert in the left wing gets it out back to Lewis. They feed it down low to Dagg this time. Dagg shoots it over Wells, and he got it. Dagg with another basket there. He's got 12 in the game, and it's 38-34. Fairfield back to a four-point lead.
Looks like Fairfield's really trying to put the ball inside with the bigger kids.
Parker Havel now with the ball, being guarded here by Vaughn. Gets it out this time to Drew Moore. Moore gets past Gilbert this time, drives down low. Now backs off with it and flips it over to Corbin Shoulders. Now this time Chase Murray has it in the left wing. Gives it over back to Drew Moore, top the key. Now this time Havel gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders in the right wing, gets it out to Chase Murray. Now this time Drew Moore has it, being guarded by Gilbert, gets it out back to Shoulders. Now Shoulders with the ball, drives down low, shoots it, and gets the layup. Corbin Shoulders gets the basket there. He's got 10 in the contest. And it's 38-36 and a steal and a shot by Red Hill, no good. And Fairfield with the rebound. Now this time, 5 minutes to go here in the third. Fairfield with the ball. They feed it down low to Gilbert, and he scores. Gilbert with that basket. He's got 6 so far in the game, and it's 40-36. Fairfield with the lead. Now Drew Moore has the ball at the baseline. Gets it out this time to Corbin Shoulders. Now Chase Murray has it left wing. They feed it down low to Andy Wells, but he can't catch the pass, and it goes out of bounds. And that will be Mule basketball.
Fifth turnover against Red Hill. Fairfield with 3.
Andrew Stewart's back in the game for the Fairfield Mules as he will replace Brian Estes. Down the Mules with the ball and a four-point lead. 4:36 to go here in the third quarter. Gilbert crosses the timeline with it, has the ball, gets it out top of the key, gets a screen from Dagg, drives down low, shoots it, and the ball goes off the rim, and Chase Murray can't get the rebound. Here's Lewis with it, shooting, and he got it. Jane Lewis with that basket. He's now got 8 in the contest, and it's 42-36. Fairfield with the lead. Back to a 6-point lead. Now Shoulders has it in the right corner. This time gets it out to Parker Havel. Now back to Shoulders, who gets it out to Moore, top the key. Takes a 3 here, and he got it. Drew Moore now with that basket. He's got 15 in the contest, and it's 42-39. Back to a single possession game. But Lewis takes a 3 from the left wing, and he got it. Jane Lewis answers with that 3 there. He's got 11 now in the contest. And it's 45-39, back to a 6-point lead for Fairfield. Now this time Parker Havel has it in the right wing. That got tipped away by Gilbert, and he goes out of bounds, and Red Hill keeps the ball. Mitchell Nash now back in the game, and he will replace Andy Wells. 3:43 to go here in the third quarter as Red Hill inbounds down by 6. Now Drew Moore with the basketball here. Gets it out to Parker Havel in the right wing. Havel getting double-teamed. Gets it out to Chase Murray. Now Shoulders takes a 3 here, and that's off. And Drew Moore can't come up with the rebound. And the Mules come up with it. Now they're in transition here. They feed it down low, and there's the layup. That was Bassano with that layup, and that's his 6th point of the game and a timeout on the floor. on the Port Blondie scoreboard. 3:24 to go in the third quarter. It's Fairfield 47 and Red Hill 39. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Safe Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People Safe Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Red Hill inbounds the ball. They now trail this one by 8 after having cut the lead down to 2. Now Drew Moore crosses the timeline with the ball, being guarded by Gilbert here. Gets out this time Parker Havel. Now Havel with the basketball here gets out to Chase Murray. Murray looks for an opening and drives out to the right side. Now this time Drew Moore has it, gets out to Shoulders at the baseline. Shoulders with the ball, now out to Drew Moore. Moore gets past Gilbert. He's going to shoot it here. That's a 2, and it's good. Drew Moore with that basket. Now he's got 17 in the game, and it's 47-41. Now Saluki's on defense here as Gilbert gets out right side. Here's Andrew Stewart with it, getting it out back to Lewis. Now left wing. Here's Bassano with it, beating it down low to Dagg. Dagg's going to shoot it over Nash. That's off, and a fight for the rebound, and Gilbert comes up with it. Now Lewis shoots it from the free throw line. That goes off, and Mitchell Nash comes up with the rebound. Drew Moore drives quickly down low, shoots it, and that's good, and he got the basket and the blocking foul. That foul's on Andrew Stewart, and Drew Moore does an excellent job scoring and getting the foul, and that will send Drew Moore to the free throw line.
Cut the lead back to 3 if he hits this one.
That's the second foul on Stewart, and the second on the team this half. Drew Moore at the line. His free throw is up, and it goes in. Drew Moore now with 18 points in the contest, and it's 47-44. Fairfield still on top. Gilbert drives down low. Shoots it over Nash. Can't get the basket, but draws the foul. And that will be a foul on Nash, as that will send Gilbert to the free throw line.
That'll be 3 on Nash.
So that will send Wyatt Gilbert to the free throw line. He's got 6 points so far in the ball game. His first free throw is up, and it is off the rim. Tonight's game brought to you by Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. So Wyatt Gilbert back at the free throw line. Missed his first free throw. Gilbert now second free throw is up, and it goes in. Gilbert now 7 points in the game, and that makes it 48-44 Fairfield. Now Red Hill with the basketball here as Drew Moore crosses half court with it. Moore gets it out to Shoulders, right wing. They try to feed it down low to Andy Wells, but that gets stolen away. That's Derek Estes with that steal, and he gets out to Wyatt Gilbert. 2:06 to go here in the third quarter. Fairfield with the ball. Gilbert top the key here, getting a screen there from Derek Estes. Gilbert with it, now gets it out this time to Hickson Ball. Hickson Ball being guarded by Chase Murray here, looks for an opening, and gets it out this time to Andrew Stewart. Now they go in the right wing this time. They feed it down low to Derek Estes. Now out to Gilbert, left wing. Gilbert drives past Drew Moore, shoots it, can't get it, and the rebound comes out to Derek Estes. He misses that shot, and Gilbert gets the rebound, and he looked like he got fouled right there by Andy Wells as he was shooting.
The technical's been called on Wells, I think.
Oh, wow. We definitely had a foul on Andy Wells there. And he picked up a personal there as he was guarding the shot, and the referee's discussing this situation. Red Hill crowd certainly not happy. We do have a technical. And it's on Andy Wells, yep.
So it'll be 3 fouls on Andy. So we get.
So that will send Gilbert to the free throw line. And that's his third foul.
So was it a shooting foul that you had, or is it?
Well, the first free throw is up and no good. It looked like he was going to get a foul anyway as he was guarding the shot by Gilbert.
I don't know if it was a 2-shot foul, either the technicals, or he gets 2 more later. Somebody will.
Well, the second free throw is up and good as now Gilbert now has 8 points in the game. And it looks like we're going to have more free throws as the technical foul was separate from the shooting foul.
Because I didn't know if it was the regular foul was on the floor or not.
So Andrew Stewart, I think, shooting the technical free throws. The first free throw is up and good. Andrew Stewart with his first point of the game. So we had a shooting foul against Wells. Then apparently something happened right then.
Yeah, because it was quick.
And he got a second free throw. So Fairfield hits three of the four free throws, and that increases the lead to 51-44. And boy.
They have the ball, too.
That's not something you want if you're Red Hill. That could be a momentum changer. So Brian Havel getting one last explanation for the technical foul as the Mules will inbound. And this time Jamin Vaughn has it at the top of the key. 1:35 to go here in the third quarter. He gets it out this time to Bassana. Bassana on the right wing now dumps it out this time to Stewart. Stewart feeds it down low, this time to Brian Estes. And that goes off. And here's a three from the top of the key, and that's off the rebound. And Corbin Shoulders comes up with the rebound. Now this time Drew Moore has it at the right wing. Feeds it down low to Andy Wells. Wells being guarded here, gets out to Havel. He's going to take a three here, and that's off the rim. And the rebound comes out to Jamin Vaughn. Now Vaughn crosses the timeline with the ball. 1:05 to go here until the end of the third quarter. Vaughn slowing things down here. He hits the top of the key. Vaughn gets it out this time to Stewart. Stewart looks for an opening here, and he gets it out this time to Vaughn. Vaughn being guarded by Drew Moore here. He drives down to the right wing. Now he drives down low this time, and that gets tipped away by Chase Murray, and that is going to, it looks like, stay with Fairfield. Landon Ray's about to come in the ball game. And so Landon Ray comes in, and he will replace, it looks like, Parker Havel. So Havel comes out of the game, and this time Fairfield will inbound. And so Vaughn looks for an opening and gets it out this time. Now top the key. Now they get it out this time to Hixonball. 41 seconds to go here until the end of the third quarter. Now the ball back to Hixonball, top the key. Now this time Jamin Vaughn has it at the baseline. Down to 33 seconds to go here in the third. Now Bassana with it, gets it out. They feed it down low this time to Hixonball. He's going to shoot it, and he can't get the layup, and Chase Murray gets the rebound. And he breaks the double team and gets it out to Drew Moore. 20 seconds to go in the third, and Moore lost it. And that's going to be stolen away. That's Hixonball finally coming up with it. Down to 13 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Now 10 seconds as Vaughn will hold the ball for the last shot. Down to 5 seconds. Vaughn drives down low, shoots it, and that's going to be off the rim and a fight for it. And we're going. It's going to be, it looks like, maybe a jump ball.
It'll be Fairfield's ball, so that'll change the arrow for next quarter.
And so 1 second to go exactly here in the quarter. 1.0 as Vaughn will inbound here from underneath the basket. Vaughn inbounds and finally takes the ball, and it looks like he got fouled. He got fouled in the act of shooting there, and he's going to get two free throws. Oh, boy, that's another bad foul for Red Hill as Hixonball will go to the free throw line and shoot two unguarded free throws to end the third quarter. His first one's up, and it is off. 51-44 your score. We're waiting for this second free throw, and the third quarter will officially be over. Hixonball, second free throw. It's up, and it's good. Nothing but net. He's got his first point of the game, and now the third quarter is over. On the Port Blaney scoreboard, 52-44. Fairfield leads it over Red Hill after three quarters. Fourth quarter coming your way after this one-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Salukis trail Fairfield 52-44 as we start the fourth quarter here. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and Red Hill inbounds. And now Corbin Shoulders has it, gets out to Drew Moore. Now Chase Murray in the left wing with it, now back to Drew Moore.
Looks like
Moore being guarded there, and gets it out to Shoulders.
Trapping zone,
now back to Moore. He's going to take a three here, and that's off the front of the rim. And a fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it'll go to the Mules.
The Mules looked like they were going some trapping zone on that
Andrew Stewart fell down during that sequence, too. It looked like maybe he was trying to draw a charge.
Yeah, I saw somebody on the floor, and I didn't know what exactly had happened.
So Fairfield now with the basketball and an 8-point lead. Now they get out to the right wing this time. Here's Hicks, the ball, getting it out to Dagg. Now this time it's Vaughn with it in the left wing. Vaughn with the basketball, getting a screen from Dagg. He's going to take a three here, and that's good. Vaughn with that three-pointer. He's now got 5 points in the game, and it's 55-44. Fairfield's lead back up to double digits.
And they're back into man-to-man, it looks like, for Fairfield.
Shoulders gets it out to Landon Ray this time. Landon Ray with the ball gets past Vaughn here. He's going to drive down low, get it out to Shoulders, who takes a three here, and that's off the front of the rim. And Landon Ray with the rebound. Now they feed it down low to Andy Wells this time. He shoots over Dagg, and that bounces in. Andy Wells with that basket. He's got 4 points now in the game, and it's 55-46. Fairfield still with the lead. It's a 9-point game as Vaughn has the ball for Fairfield. Gets it out this time to Hicksonball. Now they go to the right wing. Here's Lewis with it. Gets it out to Hicksonball this time in the left wing. Hicksonball being guarded here by Drew Moore. Gets it out back to Lewis. Guarded by Murray. Now this time Vaughn has the ball at the baseline. Gets it out back to Lewis. Now Hicksonball in the left wing with the ball. Now it's Lewis this time, top of the key. He's going to shoot it from just inside, and he got it. That's a two. Jaden Lewis with that basket. He's now got 13 in the contest, and it's 57-46 as Jaden Lewis leads all Fairfield scores so far. Chase Murray at the baseline gets it out to Corbin Shoulders in the left wing. Now this time, Landon Ray has it over to Drew Moore, top of the key. If he had downloaded Andy Wells this time, out to Chase Murray in the corner. Now this time, Corbin Shoulders with the ball here. Being guarded by Hicksonball. He drives down low, shoots over Hicksonball, and he got the basket. Shoulders with that basket. He's got 12 points in the game, and it's 57-48 Fairfield. Now the Mules in transition here as Vaughn has the ball crossing half court. Being guarded by Landon Ray. 5:42 to go here in the ball game, and we got a foul called. It's going to be on Corbin Shoulders, it looks like. As Shoulders was guarding Andrew Stewart there in the right wing. And so that will be another team foul. The 16th foul, that'll be Corbin Shoulders' third foul, and we got a couple of subs coming in as Mitchell Nash is back in the game for Red Hill, and it looks like Parker Havel's also back in the game.
And Ray and Wells went out, I think.
It's now Gilbert top the key here, 57-48, as Lewis almost lost it, but it's recovered there by Hicksonball. Hicksonball being double-teamed gets out to Gilbert. 5:30 to go here in the game. Fairfield with the ball. Lewis top the key here. Now left wing, here's Dagg. Dagg fires it all the way to the right wing to Gilbert. Gilbert now, and Havel goes for the steal, and Havel gets the steal. Havel now crosses half court with it here, and he backs off this time. Gilbert gets it out to Drew Moore. Drew Moore at the baseline gets it out back to Havel this time. Havel being guarded by Stewart. 5:08 to go here in the fourth. They feed it down low to Mitchell Nash. He shoots it, and he can't get the basket, but he draws the foul on Dagg.
It was partially blocked, I think, by Dagg. His second foul, so Mitchell will go to the line to shoot a couple. Mitchell has 2 points in the game.
So Mitchell Nash at the free throw line here. 57-48, Fairfield is your score. A 9-point lead for the Mules. First free throw by Nash. It's up, and it bounces in.
I think one of the keys in this ball game right now, where you're behind, but keeping it under double digits. So
yeah.
You have, so that there's...
And it was double digits in the first half, too, and
right,
Red Hill got it all the way
yep,
down to two.
It was 15 at one time there, yeah.
Second free throw by Nash. It's up and good. Make that 4 points for Mitchell Nash, and it's down to 7 points. But here's a three from the right wing by Stewart. That's off, and Drew Moore comes up with the rebound. Now Moore in transition here. Now Moore in the left wing here, being guarded by Gilbert. Moore drives down low, shoots it over Gilbert, and he got it. Drew Moore now with 20 points in the game, and it's 57-52. We're already down to a 5-point game. This has been an up-and-down game.
Yeah, Slukes has scored the last 6 points.
Now Stewart has the ball being guarded by Shoulders, gets it out to Lewis in the left wing. Lewis being guarded here by Chase Murray. Lewis pushes off Chase Murray there, gets it out to Gilbert. Now back to Lewis here, top of the key. Now this time right wing. Here's Hicksonball with it. Hicksonball being guarded by Shoulders. Rolls out to the top of the key this time. And he fires it over this time to Gilbert. Now they feed it down low to Hicksonball, and he lost it. And that's going to go out of bounds. But it looks like it was tipped by a Red Hill player.
I think Drew Moore might have gotten his hand on it as Hicksonball turned to go to the basket.
So Fairfield will keep the basketball. 4:13 to go here in the fourth. It's 57-52. Mules still with the lead. Red Hill trying to claw their way back in again. They inbound this time, and Hixenball almost lost it over and back, but he gets it out to Lewis this time. Lewis back to Hixenball. Now this time left wing, here's Gilbert. Gilbert being guarded by Havel, gets it out back to Hixenball. Hixenball drives past Drew Moore. He got the blocking foul on Drew Moore. I think Moore was trying to draw the charge. He fell down.
Second foul on Drew. Hixenball go to line to shoot 1-1.
That's the 17th foul against Red Hill.
Only three team fouls against Fairfield so far this half.
And that'll be huge later with fouls to give, too. First free throw by Hixenball up and good. Hixenball with that first free throw. Now he's got 2 points in the game. And he'll get a second free throw. Kane Hixenball at the free throw line. His second free throw is up, and it is good. Make that 3 points now for Hixenball. 59-52, as we got a sub coming in for Fairfield. It's Brian Estes, and he will replace Kane Hixenball, who hit those two free throws.
Just go under 4 minutes now.
7-point lead for the Mules. It's 59-52, and Red Hill has the ball. Shoulders at the baseline, gets it out to Drew Moore. Moore, and that's tipped away and stolen by Lewis. That was Gilbert getting a hand on that one. He drives down low on a 2-on-1, and Gilbert can't hold on to that pass, but he recovers the ball. And now Fairfield slowing the offense down. Gilbert being guarded by Havel, gets it out this time to Brian Estes. Estes now this time over to Stewart, and we got a foul call. It's going to be on Corbin Shoulders.
His fourth, he tried to go for a steal. Came close to it, but kind of lost his balance and went into the back. Ran into the play, but it's, you know, you're trying to be aggressive on things. And
it looks like Andy Wells back in the game for Red Hill, as that's the eighth team foul as well. So a 1-1 coming up, as Andrew Stewart will shoot this 1-1 for Fairfield.
He's 2 of 2 from the line.
2 points so far in the game, both off free throws. First free throw up, no good. Lewis, though, with the rebound, and he puts it back in. Jane Lewis now 15 in the game, leads all. Fairfield scores, and it's up to a 9-point lead, 61-52 for Fairfield. Now this try, Drew Moore gets out to Shoulders. Left wing, Chase Murray here, and that gets tipped away by Lewis, but Red Hill will keep the ball.
Yeah, Jane Lewis has been all over the place trying to block shots and everything. He's about 6'3", 6'4".
That ball actually went into the stage.
Right, yeah. They had to go. Somebody had up on the stage, had to go get it. So.
Yep. Right behind the Fairfield cheerleaders as well. Drew Moore inbounds from underneath the basket, gets it out to Andy Wells' left wing. Now this time, top to Key Havel, out to Murray, out to Shoulders. Shoulders drives down low, and that gets blocked away by Dagg. And now Chase Murray comes up with the ball for Red Hill. Now Havel gets it out to Drew Moore. Now left wing, Shoulders here, breaks the double team, out to Havel. Now this time Murray. Murray's going to take a three here, and that's good. That's nothing but net by Chase Murray. He's got 5 in the contest, and we got a timeout. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, 2:56 to go here in the ball game. It's 61-55, Fairfield with the lead. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
And we are back here at Fairfield High School. 2:56 to go here in the ball game, at least in regulation. It's 61-55, Fairfield with the lead. A very up-and-down game so far, Rob.
Yes, it has been. The Salukis have never led, but they were down 15 in the first quarter, have been within 2 or 3, and here in this fell behind by about 9 a while ago, but now it's down to 6. Big three by Chase Murray.
So Fairfield will inbound from underneath the Red Hill basket here.
Salukis is going to do some full court pressing.
They almost have to, down by 6 with 2:56 to go here in the game. They inbound this time. Gilbert has it. Gilbert being chased by Murray, almost lost the ball. Now being double teamed here as Havel puts some pressure on him. He falls down, and we got a whistle and a charge.
Offensive foul on the Fairfield on
Gilbert.
Gilbert, yes, his third tap foul.
That's a big call. That gives Red Hill the ball back, and the third foul on Gilbert. And that's the fourth team foul as well against Fairfield. 2:48 to go here. 6-point lead for Fairfield. Red Hill, they hit a three here. They can cut it to 3. Now Drew Moore has the basketball as Red Hill crosses the timeline with it. And we got a whistle and a kicked ball.
Yeah, because the pass went past Corbin's shoulders, but then it was kicked, and that kept him from getting to it.
So Red Hill will inbound again this time, down by 6. 2:41 to go here in regulation. Drew Moore will inbound the ball here. Gets it out this time to Corbin Shoulders. Now Shoulders with the ball here as Fairfield starts to put some pressure here. Now Havel gets it out this time. Chase Murray in the left wing. Murray almost had it picked away but saves it and gets it out to Drew Moore. Drew Moore here at the baseline gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Down to 2:25 to go here. And that gets tipped away and stolen. Gilbert with that steal. A big turnover right there as Fairfield now has the ball. They get out to Lewis in the left wing here. 2:15 to go here in the ball game. Now back out to Gilbert. Now this time Lewis top the key being guarded by Chase Murray. Gilbert with the ball here. Murray tried to go for the steal there, and Corbin Shoulders comes up with it. That got tipped by Murray. Shoulders drives down low, and that gets blocked by Lewis. It goes out of bounds, and he'll keep it. But that gets swatted away by Lewis.
I mean, that's through at least two blocks this quarter, three or four for the game, at least for Jaden Lewis.
Kane Hixonball now back in the game. He will replace Bryant Estes, and we got another sub coming in. It's Jamin Vaughn, as Andrew Stewart will go to the bench as well. Sal Parker Havel inbounds from underneath the basket. Havel being guarded out by Lewis. That gets thrown away to Chase Murray. That's going to go out of bounds, it looks like, and it's going to be tipped out by Gilbert. That was tipped out by Gilbert.
All the way at the other end of the floor, but at least Lucas had the ball. They tried to pass it back to midcourt.
So the Fairfield defense has really been swarming all over Red Hill so far. We're under 2 minutes to go here in the ball game. Saluki's down six with the ball. Shoulders here across the half court with it. Now at the baseline here, being guarded by Hixonball. 1:45 to go here in the game. Now Drew Moore has it in the left wing. Moore's going to shoot it from just inside the paint. That's off, and the rebound comes out to Dagg. Now Fairfield with the ball as the Salukis are down six. Down to 1:33 to go here in the ball game. Now this time Vaughn has it, and we're going to have a timeout. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, 1:30 to go here in the ball game. It's the Mule 61, the Salukis 55. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Close one here. Fairfield with a 61-55 lead over Red Hill as we resume play here with exactly 1:30 to go here in the ball game. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Mules will have the ball here coming out of the timeout as they inbound here. And so Vaughn will inbound here and gets out to Gilbert. Clock now running. Red Hill trying to get a steal or a turnover here as Gilbert rolls out to the left wing this time and gets it out to Hixonball top the key. Hixonball being double-teamed now gets it out this time. Red Hill starting to put some pressure on as Lewis now has it. Down to 1:13 to go here in the game. Now Red Hill looks like intending to foul Drew Moore. Fouls immediately. He fouls Hixonball. And that will be a 1-1 foul coming up, and Hixonball will go to the free throw line.
Third foul on Drew. Hixonball at the line is 3 of 4.
This will be the last 1-1 foul of the game for Red Hill. Next foul will be double bonus. So Hixonball at the free throw line. This first free throw is a big one. If he misses, Red Hill can get a rebound here. Free throw is up, and it is good. That's a big one. That makes it a 7-point lead for Fairfield, and Hixonball will get a second free throw. He's got 4 points so far.
It's kind of like last time when Red Hill had to hit their free throws against Newton.
Second free throw up, and that's off, and it's good. Corbin Shoulders now inbounds as Hixonball now is 5 points in the game. 63-55, Fairfield with the lead. Now this time Havel gets double-teamed in the corner and gets out to Drew Moore, and Moore gets fouled.
He tried to cut through a double-team there. He was tripped. Not a shooting foul.
That's the fifth team foul, and of course they've got one more foul to give, too.
Right.
So Drew Moore will inbound here. And Moore looks for an opening here, and he's going to get it out this time to Andy Wells. We're under a minute to go, and that gets tipped away and stolen. Hicksonball now with the ball. Hicksonball being double-teamed out, and he gets fouled immediately. That was Drew Moore and Parker Havel both going after him. And so that will be a double bonus foul and send Hicksonball to the free throw line.
Third foul on Parker.
Yep. Had it been on Moore, it would have been his fourth. First free throw by Hicksonball up and no good. And so Landon Ray, it looks like, will come to the game.
For Andy Wells.
Andy Wells takes a seat on the bench.
Putting shooting in there, perimeter shooting.
10 team fouls so far against Red Hill, 5 against Fairfield, so the Mules have one more foul to give. Second free throw by Hicksonball, up and good. Make that 6 points for Hicksonball, and it's 64-55 Fairfield. Down to 49 seconds to go here. Drew Moore drives down low, shoots it, no good, and Hicksonball with the rebound. 9-point lead for Fairfield as Red Hill can't seem to get Gilbert. Gilbert drives down low, loses the ball, though. Comes back up with a big double team, and now it looks like he got fouled.
Timeout. Fairfield called a 30-second timeout.
So a 30-second timeout here on the Port Blondie scoreboard. Fairfield 64 and Red Hill 55 with 36.1 to go in the game. We're back in 30. This is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
64-55 Fairfield as the Mules get set to inbound with 36.1 seconds to go here. Vaughn inbounds and gets it out this time to Estes. Estes being double-teamed gets it out to Gilbert. Gilbert now over to Estes this time. Now back to Gilbert, down to 28 seconds to go here. They feed it down low this time to Vaughn. That gets blocked away and stolen by Red Hill. Now Drew Moore comes up with it. Down to 21 seconds to go here. Drew Moore drives over to right side. Here's Havel taking a three here. That's good. Havel gets that three and cuts the lead to 6, and we have a timeout. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, 16.4 to go here in the game. It's Fairfield 64 and Red Hill 58. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BESTWAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BESTWAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BESTWAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
16.4 seconds to go here in the ball game. It's 64-58 Saluki's Trail Fairfield. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. We invite you to stay tuned to the postgame show following this game as we will give you our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and our Ambrough Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. And we'll also hear from Red Hill coach Brian Havel. That's coming up after the game on our postgame show. 6-point lead for the Fairfield Mules, trying to improve to 8-6 overall. Down to 16.4 seconds to go here in the ball game. So Jamin Vaughn will inbound here, and he gets it out this time to Hicksonball. Now back to Vaughn. He gets triple-teamed here, and he gets fouled immediately, and that will send him to the free throw line as Landon Ray and Chase Murray were both after him.
Then it's on Chase Murray, his third. Again, it'll be a two-shot foul with 13.7 to go.
Mills, of course, in the bonus now.
That's Jamin Vaughn?
Yeah, Jamin Vaughn at the free throw line.
He made 2 in the first quarter. Has not attempted a free throw since.
And he's got 5 points in the game so far. He's got also hit a 3-pointer, I believe.
Right here in this quarter, yeah.
So Jamin Vaughn at the free throw line. First free throw is up, and it is good. That's 6 points now for Vaughn, and it brings the lead to a 3-possession lead for Fairfield at 65-58. Down to 13.7 seconds to go here. In the game, second free throw up and good. That's 7 for Vaughn, and it's an 8-point lead for Fairfield as Drew Moore drives past half court, shoots it there, and he got the basket and the foul. And that foul is going to be on Brian Estes. And that will send the Salukis to the free throw line And that was Drew Moore connecting there. Drew Moore with 22 points in the game. Down to a 6-point lead for Fairfield. And that foul will be the fourth on Brian Estes.
Officials are conferring on something now.
9.5 seconds to go here in the game as the officials continue to discuss, I believe, the foul. And it looks like they're confirming that it is a basket and foul. And it looks like they've called it a blocking foul.
Yeah. That's what they originally called it, yeah, because they counted the basket.
So Drew Moore will be at the free throw line here for one free throw. That free throw is up and good. Drew Moore now with 23 in the game. 5-point lead Fairfield, 9.5 to go in the game. They inbound this time, and Hicksonball gets immediately fouled. And he will go to the free throw line with 9.1 seconds to go here and a 5-point lead for the Mules. That'll be a double bonus foul. So Fairfield, unless Red Hill can pull off a miracle, will improve to 8-6 overall. Red Hill will drop to 6-8. And that's the fourth foul against Parker Havel.
Dixon was again at the line. He's been shooting a lot of free throws the fourth quarter.
His first free throw up and good. So Hickson Ball now is 7 points in the ball game.
All at the free throw line.
And he'll get a second free throw. That second free throw is up, and it is good. Nothing but net. 8 for Hickson Ball. Red Hill inbounds down 7. Down to 7 seconds to go here. That gets tipped away out of bounds, and it looks like Red Hill will keep the ball, but it does look like Fairfield's going to win this one as Red Hill will drop to 6-8 overall. Not exactly a bad loss by any means for the Salukis.
Well, they played Tuesday night and where they played Friday and Saturday. I think Brian Havel's going to be pleased with the win last night and playing a good team here.
Havel's going to take a three here. That's way short. And Fairfield's going to dribble out the clock, and there's the buzzer, and that's the ball game. Your final score on the Port Plenty scoreboard, Fairfield wins it over Red Hill. Your final score, 68-61, as Fairfield improves to 8-6 overall, and Red Hill will drop to 6-8 overall as the conference records for both teams are not affected. So your final, once again, on the Port Plenty scoreboard, Fairfield wins it 68-61 over the Red Hill Salukis. We'll take a three-minute break and be back with our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and our Ambrough Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game, and we will hear from Brian Havel on our postgame show. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise. Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Once again, your final score on the Port Blaney scoreboard. The Salukis come up short tonight as Fairfield wins it 68-61. We welcome you to our postgame show with Rob McKinley. I am Adam Reinhart. And let's take a look at the scoring for the Salukis and Fairfield Mules. Red Hill was led by Drew Moore, who finished the game with 23 points. Corbin Shoulders, the other double-figure scorer for Red Hill, at 12. Landon Ray had 6, Chase Murray at 5. Mitchell Nash had 4. Andy Wells also at 4. And Parker Abel at 3, and Drake Allen had 2 points for Red Hill. For the victorious Fairfield Mules, they were led by Jaden Lewis with 15 points in the game, as Kobe Dagg also had 12 points in the game. Kane Hicksonball had 8, Wyatt Gilbert also had 8, Jamin Vaughn had 7 points, Brian Estes also had 7, and they also got 6 points from their players, as Andrew Stewart had 2 points, and Derek Estes also had 2 points for the Fairfield Mules, and their score with 6 points was Luca Bordabasana.
Right. I think he may be a foreign exchange student. I'm not sure. Red Hill was out rebounded 24-18. Not too bad in that situation. They battled on the boards really hard. Salukis had 10 turnovers to 7 for Fairfield, so another pretty good floor game for Red Hill. Don't have all the shooting percentages, but Salukis didn't shoot too badly in the ball game. They hit several threes. Looking at the ball game, Red Hill trailed 24-9 at the end of the first quarter. They cut the lead to 7 at the half, 32-25. They were down 8 heading into the fourth quarter, 52-44. The closest that Red Hill got, they got within 2 in the third quarter, 32-30, 34-32, 36-34, and a couple other times. They said fourth quarter they trailed 52-44 going into the quarter. They got within 6 points at, 5 points at 57-52, but that's as close as they could get, and they ended up losing at 68-61. But I think, you know, compared to last night and tonight, they put two pretty good games back-to-back. The first quarter wasn't as great, but, of course, Fairfield, the first quarter I had Fairfield shooting 8 of 10, so, you know, that led to some of that. Here comes Coach Havel right up here now.
So. And so we are just about to be joined by Red Hill Coach Brian Havel as he is on his way to a very crowded press area. So we are now joined by Coach Havel. You know, a very up-and-down game for you tonight and for Fairfield. Obviously not the way you want it in, but, you know, a couple of solid ball games after that Casey game. You know, you beat Newton last night. Tough way to lose it tonight, but nonetheless, some hard play from your players.
We knew, you know, Fairfield was going to be a tall order. They're so physical and they're so big, and they got so many bodies they can run in at you. And you know, I thought the first 4 or 5 minutes we come out, we were a little intimidated. You know, we were going to the bucket, but we were getting the shot blocked quite a bit, or they, you know, their length was changing a lot of stuff. And we talked at the end of the quarter. You know, hey, we still got 3 quarters left. Let's play some basketball. And I think at that point, we decided to go out and, hey, we can play. And if it was, it probably wasn't for the first 4 or 5 minutes, we would have been in a good spot to win this game. And we still had opportunities if we could have got a couple buckets to go one way or another stop. But, you know, we competed well. And it's like we told the kids after the game, you know, the win against Newton and the game tonight, we need to realize when we come to play, we can play with anybody on our schedule. And I think we're starting to get that. As long as we play hard, then I'm not going to have any qualms, win or lose.
And I think, too, you know, we were talking, especially the second quarter, the offense became more aggressive, too. You made some baskets. Drew took the ball to the basket. And, you know, down 15, but you ended up losing by 7. So, after the first quarter, yeah, you got within two a couple times. So, two solid performances back-to-back, one at home, one on the road. And you have to be happy looking forward to the two home games next week.
Yeah, we are. And I didn't feel like the start tonight. I told the kids, even though we didn't get off to a great start, I didn't feel like it was a result of us not being ready or coming out flat. I think we were getting some stuff, but their length and stuff, it taken a little bit of adjustment for us to realize it. And I honestly think there was a little intimidation going on.
Well, I had them shooting 8 of 10 from the first in the first quarter, you know. Yeah. It wasn't like you were flat like against Casey.
Yeah, no. And I don't think we'll have that the rest of the year. I don't know if that was just the layoff we had, not playing until the 16th or what. But, you know, I'm excited about next week and keep building and trying to get ready for the conference tournament. And, you know, again, we play this way and play the way we did last night, we'll compete and have a chance to win the rest of our games.
Something that obviously didn't help tonight was the technical foul that was called in the third quarter. Obviously, that they were able to hit 3 of the 4 free throws after that, and that certainly, you know, that was at a time when you were kind of clawing your way back too.
I didn't get that, but whatever. We'll just leave it at that. The kid that got it never says a word or does anything. But anyways, it was a big call. You know, they got several free throws and got the ball back, but it is what it is.
You've got another week. All right, Coach. We'll see you next week, both for the Oblong game and for the
Paris
game against Paris. So we'll see you then.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And that is Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel. And we will take one final timeout and be back with our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Amberall Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. This is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Amberall Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Amberall Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Amberall Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Amberall Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BESTWAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BESTWAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BESTWAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
Barner Services Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals.
Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A 4-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Varner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Once again, your final score on the Port Blaney scoreboard. Fairfield wins it over Red Hill, 68-61 is your final score. And it's time to announce our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game for the Red Hill Salukis. We've decided to give it to Drew Moore, who finished the game with 23 points. So Drew Moore is our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game. And our Embraugh Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game for the second consecutive night is Landon Ray. So he finishes the game with 6 points, both of them off three-pointers. He had 9 last night against Newton. So Landon Ray, well-deserved, second night running, is our Embraugh Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. So a couple of games next week, Rob. We'll have Oblong on Tuesday night. I won't be there. Yeah, that'll be Ryan Seed
be
and you.
With Ryan Seed, but then we'll see you Friday. And we'll see you Thursday night.
Yep.
When the girls go to Casey, and then for the conference tournament, and then Friday night at home against Paris.
That's right. We'll have all three of those games here, two boys, one girls game next week on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM. And you can listen to the Oblong Red Hill game. That will be on Tuesday night. We'll be on the air at about 7:15. That'll be Ryan and Rob. And you can listen to that game at about 7:30 Central Time right here on The Legend. So that does it for us tonight. Our thanks to Dennis Mullen back at the station for his good work and also for giving us scoreboard updates from around the high school basketball area. And we wish all of you a very pleasant, good rest of your weekend, and stay warm and be safe from all the winter weather expected Sunday night. So for Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Have a good night. This has been Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball Action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. A DLC Media sports presentation. Brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Best Way Express, Barner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sip It and Sweet Tea, Embraugh Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Red Hill Basketball Action all season long on The Legend.